Good morning. You're with Josh and Julie in the mornings, and we're excited to welcome to the show our very special guest, Joel, of the Grammy award-winning band for King and Country. How are you?
I'm good. I have a proposal for you guys.
Oh.
Yes, I think it should be Josh, Julie, and Joel. We got great alliterations for names, you know? I think that should be the show from now on.
I think that that is a great idea, especially because that means we can include the Grammy award-winning anytime we come on the air. Grammy award-winning.
Yeah. You know, every now and then over the last few months, as a joke, I'll just a little soccer punch at the end of emails, I'll put from the Grammy award-winning. No, I'll put from the two-time Grammy award-winning even.
Yes.
It's silly, or really.
If I were you, I would get, whenever I have to fill out a name tag, I would literally write, hello, my name is, and then Grammy award winner, Joel Smallbone. Like, you should do that and put the little registered trademark next to Grammy and everything.
Totally. Josh, we're two peas in a pod. But you know what? On a serious note, talking about Grammy Awards, what a wonderful moment. Obviously, naturally, you know, for the whole group and the team and all the rest of it. But one of the things that was most special about that award specifically was the purpose behind the record, A, and then B, we've been a band officially for 3 years, but it was a win for all of us younger bands. And that it was sort of a nice moment for the new generation of musicians in our genre. So, lovely moment, as you can imagine, and a huge compliment, but all for the greater cause.
Yeah, well, one of our favorite songs on the album is the current single, Shoulders. Can you give us the story behind that song?
Yeah, Shoulders was very much a raw, almost non-religious song, if you will, for Luke. And what I mean by that is Luke, my brother, who makes up the other half of King Country, had walked through a pretty dark time with illness. Beginning of recording this record, he dropped down about 125 pounds, had to come off the road, and long list of complications, health-wise, emotionally, spiritually as a result. And in the middle of it, he asked himself some very real, as I said, raw and almost unreligious questions. And the major one was, where does my help come from when the medical world can't help and when no other human being can really step in? And he came to this place of saying, my help comes from God. Mm. And so we actually wrote and recorded it mostly in the back lounge for tour bus. And it was one of those songs that he basically wrote the whole chorus lyrically, and it just poured out of him. So
that's awesome. You mentioned earlier that as a band for King and Country has been together for 3 years, but you and your brother are old hands in Christian music and Christian radio in general. When you hear your song on the radio, do you geek out? Do you get all excited? Do you crank it up, or do you just roll your eyes?
No, there's definitely no eye rolling. No, I had a moment again last night. I looked out at the audience and I saw people singing a song from the record, and I just was re-hit with this emotion of, man, what an amazing partnership that we're able to have with you guys as radio and with the people that we can create these songs in these rooms and studios and on these computers, and then somewhere along the way they make it to you guys, and then, God willing, you guys put them on the air, and then they make them into people's lives, into their homes, into their cars, into their phones. And then as a result, you have these special moments live where we're all in the room together. So, no, it's a wonderful, every time you hear the song come on the radio, it's a very special moment.
What does Christian radio mean to you, and why do you think it's important to support it?
We've said before that music naturally obviously has power, doesn't it? It has power to move you, power to spur you on that run, power to impact your day emotionally. It sort of bypasses the head and goes straight to the heart. But mm-hmm. when you mix music with this great message of hope that we have, with the message of Jesus, our experience firsthand has been that it not only has the ability to impact someone's day, but it even has the ability to impact their lives and their eternity and sort of reshape things. And so, man, if you asked us, we would say this genre of music, as well as Christian radio, it's some of the most important music that I believe anyone can write. And some of the themes are the most important themes that anyone can sing about. So as a result, I would say Christian radio is of paramount importance.
We're talking to Joel Smallbone of For King and Country. Let's switch gears real quick for our Life Songs Lightning Round. I'm going to throw a couple options out at you, and you just blurt out the answer, okay? It's very personal. It's your answer. There are no right or wrong answers, but you will be judged according to the content. So, here we go. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Waffles or pancakes?
Oh, man. Why would you do something like that? Pancakes.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Instagram. No contest.
Dog or cat?
Well, I would have said dog, but my wife and I got a little wonderful cat named Adelina who looks like a little Ewok, and she's kind of more of a dog than a cat anyway, so I feel like we've got the best of both worlds.
Ewok cats sound pretty awesome. All right, yeah. Early bird or night owl?
I want to be an early bird, but being a musician only affords me to be a night owl.
Book or movie?
Movie.
Awesome. Koala Sorry. Or wombat?
Koala.
Outback or coast?
Oh, gee. The coast.
Kangaroo or wallaby?
Wallaby. I always love little things.
Vegemite or witchetty grub?
I don't even know what witchetty grub is. Vegemite.
Aussie rules or rugby?
Aussie rules.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
Yes, we did it.
Dated right there.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning. And we look forward
Absolutely.
To seeing you guys at the Sanger.
I know. And the real question is Josh and Julie and Joel from The Morning Show going to be there?
Oh, totally.
Josh and Julie. Well, I'm hoping Joel will be there, too.
Yeah, you're kind of Wow. more crucial to it than us.
I don't know about that. Hey, thank you, guys. And well done on that round. I enjoyed that.
Awesome.